Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 8, 1858, the Barbadian newspaper reported on a daring and extensive robbery in Bridgetown. The premises of Messer, Barrow and Dummett, located on High Street, was broken into as a most audacious jewelry heist was carried out. The discovery of the robbery was made by an on-duty police officer making his rounds about 4:30 on Sunday morning. Upon pushing against one of the doors, the officer found that it gave way easily. Once this information was forwarded, police officers promptly arrived on location, taking great precaution to prevent the escape of any thieves that may still have been on site. On entering the building, it became evident that the door had been opened from the inside and the items taken were all jewelry, as the case containing these items had been broken into. Detectives at the scene of the crime determined that the thieves were able to enter the establishment by utilizing a shed lodged between Messrs. Barrow and Dummett and the ice establishment to reach an upper story window. An auger, a tool used to drill holes into wood, was used to gain entrance into the building and was found on the shed's roof. Further investigation into the auger showed that it did not match any found in the hardware stores in town. It became evident to authorities that these thieves were persons of skill, and with the use of the foreign auger, it was highly probable that the thieves, or some of their accomplices, had honed their talents as they travelled from place to place. Sergeant Agard, the officer in charge of the case, later found himself aboard one of the steamers set to depart the island after the incident. However, even if the stolen articles had been on board, the sergeant would not have had the authority to search passengers' baggage. The total sum of the items stolen equaled to £900 and included items such as 14 ladies' fancy gold and stone brooches, 24 assorted charms, 23 sets of gents' shirt studs, 48 gents' gold signet rings, and 3 gold toothpicks. Up to the time the article was published in the Barbadian, there had been no clues found on the identities of the criminals.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.